Okay, Rama Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Asher of Dini. The bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Ki Asher of Dini. Yeah, bottom Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Ki Asher of Dini, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Sholosh Lashono Shamati, Achash Shal Parav, Achash Shal Shira Meshaleach, the Achash Shal Mitzora. Three times that you use a Tolah Shoni. One by Paraduma, one by Shira Mishtaleach, and there is called Lishon Shal Zahuris, and by Mitzora. Achas Mishkol Asara Zuz, one I heard is 10 Zuz weight. The Achas Mishkol Shnei Sloyim, which is 8 Zuz, a Sela is 4 Zuz. The Achas Mishkol Shekel, which is 4 Zuz. So one's 4, one's 8, one's 10. The Einu Lefarish, and I don't remember which one was which. He also Ravin Pirsha Mishmed Rav Yonason. When Ravin came, he explained in the name of Yonason, Shal Para Mishkal Asara Zuz. Para Duma was the heaviest one, 10 Zuz. Vel Shisira Mishpaleach Mishkal Shnei Sloyim. That one was 8 Zuz. The Shal Mitzora Mishkal Shekel. And the Mitzora was 4 Zuz. Shal Para Mishkal Asara Zuz, the boy COVID. That has to be the heaviest one, because that's the fall, that's the mandiomro holds, that it has to be toch sreifa sapara, has to fall into the carcass of the burning para, so it has to be heavy. So that's the heaviest one. Shel se'ir debori chaluka mishkol shnei sloyim v'dayibaka. And the se'ir was enough to be 2 sloyim, but it had to be double, because it had to be divided. Shal Mitzora, the Loha, the Mitzora didn't have to be heavy, and it didn't have to be divided. So Sogi Lebeshekel, it was enough with 4 Zuz weight. Omer Biochanan, Pligi Bar of Shimon ben Chalafta, V'Rabbanan, Bepara. Right? Of Shimon ben Chalafta and the Rabbanan argue by Para. Chad Omer Mishkel Asara. One says that the weight of the, Shni Tolas was 10 Zuzim, the Chador Ramishkel Shekel, and the other one said it only was 1 Shekel, didn't have to be more than 1 Shekel weight. The Simonach Echad HaMarba VeEchad HaMamid, and the Simon was one is Marba the most and one's Mamid the less. So you shouldn't think there's a middle shear. Now it's either the most 10 or the least 1. Omer le Rabbi Yirmiyahu Difti le Ravina lo bepara plige ela b'shira mishtaleach plige. Now the machlokus whether it was 10 or 1 was not by para aduma, but it was by shira mishtaleach. The hayu yuma noch nafshe de Ravya Bar Kisi. That day Ravya Bar Kisi died va'adchu be'simana, and they made a simon that they said that the machlokus is by shira mishtaleach and not by para aduma. Ravya Bar Kisi mechaper kisira mishtaleach, just like the sira mishtaleach is mechaper, just so too Ravya Bar Kisi is mechaper. So it's in order to remember that they made the machlokas by sira mishtaleach and not by paraduma, so they associated with the death of Rav Bar Kisi that happened on that day. Ravya Bar Kisi happened the same day, and even though paraduma is also mechaper, but it was just a simon. Right, they just wanted to remember about that it was Sira Mishtaleach, so they associated together. Rashi. Hochi Garcina, Pligi Barab Shimba Chalafta Rabban Bepara. The Simin Shalotit Elomer Sheechot Hayomer Mishkol Shnei Sloyim. Mishnazu Teluchos Simin Sheshoninu Echot Amar Vavechot Amaimit Uvavad Shechavin Libel HaShemayim. The Simin Zet Tiskor Lomer Shoechot Nosen Bashir Hamarbe Mikulan Vo Echot Nosen Bashir the Komemayit Mikulan Avo Shir Beinen Ilo Husker Kan. It's just a Simin to remember that the Machlokas was from one extreme to the other. Lo bepara pligi beloshen shel para, not by the shni tolas of para aduma, but the argument whether it was 1 or 10 was by shira mishtaleach. Vahu yuma de iflegi ba noch ravya bar kisei shem chacham. The day they were arguing about this, right, and they said that the machlokas was by shira mishtaleach and not by para aduma, the same day that ravya bar kisei was nifter, mechaper misus sadikim mechaperas. When sadikim die, it's a kapara. Pashas the kapara is that people take it to heart and try to emulate the tzaddik, and that's the kapara. K'da'omer bi'alma lomer nismecha misus aron lebigdei kahuna lomer lechama bigdei kahuna mechaper not misus tzaddikim mechaperas. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shtei Shchitos Shamati. Rabbi Yitzchak said, I heard halachas concerning two Shchitos, Achas Shel Paro v'Achas Shel Paro, one of Paro Aduma and one of the Par of Aaron on Yom Kippur. Achas Kshera Bizar, one's kosher, a Zar can shecht it. The Achas Ksula Bizar, and one a Zar can shecht. V'lo yodano hay minayu. I don't know which one's which. Itmar. Shchitas Paro u'Paro, right? Shchita Paro Aduma and Par Shel Aaron on Yom Kippur. Rav and Shmuel, Chadamer Paro Psula, Paro Kshera. Rav and Shmuel argue. One says that Paro Aduma, you have to have a Kohen. And what's it called? And Par Shel Aaron, since Shchita is not an Avoda, anybody can shecht it. And then Aaron has to mekabel adam. I mean, there's a Kohen has to mekabel adam. Kohen Gadol. The Chadamer Paro Psulo, Paro Kshera. One says just the opposite. Paro Shel Aaron has to be shechted by a Kohen, by the Kohen Gadol, and Paro Aduma can be shechted by a Zar. Tistaim de Rav hu de Omer Paro Psula. Let's establish first that Rav was the one who said that Paro Aduma is Pasul Bazar and Paro Shel Aaron is Kosher Bazar. De Omer Rav Zeira, Shchitas Paro Bazar Psula. Right? Rav Zeira said that Shchitas Paro Aduma is Pasul Bazar, the Omer Rav Allah, Elazar Vechuka Shaninuba. And Rav commented the reason why Paro Aduma is Pasul Bazar, because it says Lokach Elazar HaKohen, and it says over there Zos Chuka Satora. Chuka always means this is the way it has to be. So therefore, since it said Elazar and it says Chuka, so it has to be with a Kohen, can't be with a Zar. So therefore Rav is the one who explained Rav Zeira that Paro Aduma is Psula Bazar. Memele, he must be the one who holds that Paro Shel Aaron is Kosher Bazar. See Rashi till here. Shel Paro, Par Kohen Gadol, Shel Yom HaKippurim. Elazar V'chuka, Elazar K'sibo, Nesatim Osoel, Elazar HaKohen. U'ksiv Zos Chuka Satora. V'chol Heichad, U'ksiv Chuka Ikuvahi. So Mara says, "V'rab Maishna Paro D'Ksiva Lozer V'Chuka Paro Nami Oksiva Aaron V'Chuka." Right? What's the difference? By Paro Aduma, it says a Lozer, and it says the word Chuka. So therefore, you need a Kohen. That's Ma'akev. By Paro Shel Aaron on Yom Kippur, it says also Aaron. Right? It says Aaron HaKohen. V'Lokach Aaron HaKohen. Right? What's it called? And Chuka, and it says over there also Chuka Solam. So Mara says, "No Shchita Lav Avodahi." Shchita is not an avoda, so it's only ma'akev those things that are avoda. And even though, even according to Yehuda that we had before, that things that are done outside the big day lavan are not ma'akev, but this is tzorech pnim. The shchita is the tzorech of bringing the dam lifnai v'lifnim. So therefore, it's considered pnim. But since it's not an avoda, it's not ma'akev. If it would be an avoda, even though it's bachutz, it still would be ma'akev according to everybody. But it's not an avoda. Where says Yehachi Paranami by Paro Aduma, then also is not an avoda. Why should it be ma'akev there? Where says no Shani Paro the Kotshe Bedekabayasi. Paro Aduma is Kotshe Bedekabayas, and the Chavamina is, since therefore it's not avoda bechlav. So there it's different criteria. It's not Kotshe Mizbeach where you could make a difference between if it's an avoda or if it's not an avoda. Here none of it's an avoda. It's only Kotshe Bedekabayas. So the shchit is no different than anything else. So it's ma'akev. Mara says, "V'lav kol dechenu." It's the opposite. It's a kal v'chomer. If by something that's an avoda, the shchita is not an avoda, something that's not an avoda at all, the shchita surely is less and not that important. Now, the shchita is a regular thing you have to do by chulin. It has nothing to do with the Paro Aduma itself. To make an animal kosher, you have to have shchita. Amar Rav Sheisha Bereid Ravidi, and why is shchita not an avoda? Right? So, Rabbi Yaakov Mi'Orlin says because shchita is even by chulin. It's lav dafka by korbanos. You need shchita by regular animals also to make it kosher. Rashi says the reason that shchita is not an avoda is because it's kshera bizar. But here it's mashal because it's not an avoda, it's kshera bizar. It's a little bit of a difficulty in Rashi from here. And Tosus explains Rashi, it doesn't mean only zar. All the psulim are kosher by shchita. And Isha, all the psulim are kosher by shchita, so it's obviously not an avoda. Another place we know that shchita is not an avoda, where Rabbeinu Shimshon says because by shechita you don't have to be standing in the azara or b'tzafon to shech. The animal has to be there, but you can be somewhere else. Now shechita by kabbalah, you have to be in the azara, you have to be b'tzafon. So therefore you see that the shechita itself, the one who shechs, is not doing an avot. But in any case, whatever it is, the havamin of the Gemara was that only by things that are avoda, so shechita is not an avoda, so what's it called? So shechita is different. But something that's not an avoda altogether, like bedek habayis, there's no reason to mechalek between the shechita and anything else. Okay. That was maskana. The havamina was that where there's an avoda, there what's it called? And shechita is not an avoda, kol shekein, by things that themselves are an avoda, shechita is a lesser madrega. No, we find that there can be something that's not an avoda, and you still need a kohen. Not because you need a kohen because it's an avoda. Mamela, even by what's it called, by maris negoyim, right? Only a kohen can decide if it's tamei or tahor by mitzora. So it, even though it's not an avoda, same thing by paraduba, it's kachi bedekabayis, it's not an avoda, but all of the things are ma'akev. Masha'enke, where something's an avoda, then shechita, which is not an avoda, is not ma'akev. Maris negoyim, the lav avoda, uboy kahuna. Maris negoyim was also not an avoda, needs kohen. So therefore, what's it called? By paraduma, you need a kohen. But by parashal Aaron, which is avoda, and shechita is not an avoda, you don't need a kohen. That's Rav. Rashi. Aaron the chukah, dechsi, vehikriv Aaron is parachatas ashelo, vechiper. Veshoch is parachatas ashelo. Uksi, ba'achrimos, be'inyona, vehoisazos, lachem, lechukah solom, lechapra b'nei Israel. So it says Aaron, by parashal Aaron says chukah. So it should be ma'akiv. Where it says, no, shechita la avoda, velo kaima chukah shechita. The chukah is going on avoda, not something that's not an avoda. Where it says, then it's called, then parah doing the same thing, it's not an avoda, shani parah, the kachi benik abayasi. Kalomar ainba kedushas mizbeach, ela kedushas domim bi alma, shari shechitasa baharamishcha. You don't shecht it in the azor, you shecht it on harazesim. Hilkach ain sad avodos nechlokos ba, the chola avoda shavas ba. Therefore, there's no difference between something that's an avoda or not, none of it's an avoda. And therefore, the shechita is ma'akev. Mar says, lo chol v'keinu, bitmiya. Ha-shechita is parah gedushas hagufi lo ksiva chukah. Ha-shechita is parah ksiva chukah mitzvah bazar. If by something that's an avoda, the shechita is not an avoda and is not possible. Something that's not an avoda altogether, surely the shechita shouldn't possible. Mar says, no, amaris negoyim. Dechsiv, behuvel aron ha-kohen. Dafka, but you need a kohen, even though it's not an avoda. And there, there's no reason to mechalek between avodas and nasa. None of it's an avoda. So, Mela, same thing over here. By paraduma, you need a kohen for everything, even the shechita. And there's no reason to mechalek the shechita's lav avoda because none of it's an avoda. The Shmuel, the Amar Paro Psula Maishna Paro Deshiva Aaron the Chuka. Shmuel holds just the opposite. Paro Shel Aaron is possible without a kohen. You need a kohen. And paraduma, you don't need a kohen. Well, what's the difference? By Paro it says Aaron and Chukah, and he learns the Chukah is going even on the Shechita. Paranomio, Ksiva Lozer Chukah. By Paraduma it says also a Lozer Chukah. Why the Chiluk? Why by Paraduma we don't say a Lozer Chukah that you need Dafka Kohen? Where it says, no, Shani Hosom, by Paraduma, the Ksiva Shochat Osol Lifonov. It says somebody else should shech the carpet in front of a Lozer. Mashma, that somebody else other than a Kohen shechs the carpet. Sheizor shochet velozer roet. V'rav, I was Rav do with that pasuk. V'shochet osol lefanav, right? Mashma that what's it called? That somebody else is shechting the carbon, not a lozer. Shelo yasiach daito mivenu. Lefanav doesn't mean somebody else shechs in front of him. It means he should shecht it, and it should be lefanav. Meaning it should be in his mind. Shouldn't be misiach das. Should have his mind on it when he does it. U'shmuel shelo yasiach daito minale. What does Shmuel know that he can't have hesach das? By paraduma, nafkelemi v'soref is apara le'enov. That the sreif is apara to be le'enov, meaning he has to have his mind on it. And we learn from there for all the avodos of paraduma that you have to have it in mind. You can't take it out of your mind. If you take your mind off of it, it's possible. The Rav, I was Rav do is two psukim, one lefanav and one beinav. In the Chorah we learn the same thing, that you can't be Meshiach Das. Chad b'shchita v'chad b'sreifa. You need, what's it called, one to tell me that the shchita, you can't be Meshiach Das, and one that the sreifa, you can't be Meshiach Das. U'tzrichan, you need both. The ikos of Rachmana b'shchita mishum d'tchilas avodahi. When you start the whole process, that's when you need, you can't have Hesech Das. But once the process is started, if you're Meshiach Das, it's nishkefera. Have a shreifa emalo, but shreifa is the end of the process. Maybe there you hesach hadas doesn't passel, kamash malon. No, even the end of the process passels. The ikos of rachmana b'shreifa, and if it's said only by shreifa, mishum dahash dehu demiskasha. That's the end of the process that makes it kosher. That makes the parah aduma finished. Demiskasha a parah. Have a shchita emalo, but by shchita it's just the beginning of the process. Maybe there hesach hadas doesn't passel. Therefore you need both to tell me both the beginning of the process and the end of the process, and everything in between pasels hesach hadas. Okay, Rashi. V'shochad al sol lefanav, minichsiv lefanav, michlal dashchit olav ha'alosar kai. Since it says lefanav, it's mashma that somebody else is shechting it in front of alosar. Ela v'shochad al sol achir lefnei alosar, v'rav lo'olam alosar shachta. No, v'shochad al sol lefanav does not mean somebody else shechs it. Elazar shechs it, but it has to be lefanav. It has to be in his mind. Can't be mishiach das. U'may lefanav shelo yosiach dait o mishmirasa. He has to constantly keep it in mind to guard it, that he shouldn't, what's it called, forget about it, and then it'll become possible behesach das. The hashtu the miskashra para, so I call atzma eno asuya le'afra. The whole purpose of the paradum is to get the afer. Right, so therefore the end of the process, when in niskashra means when it becomes fit to use, is when you burn it.